Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan.
So when you think about the word community and building the sense of community in a greater population of people, where when you look up, you know, what is culture defined as, it's really a conglomeration of a particular group or social group's behaviors and attitudes. And so when you're looking on social media and when maybe you're exploring an organization to partner with, sometimes it can look like your culture's manufactured. How do you think that that relays into what this podcast maybe will uncover for individuals as they're looking to have greater and deeper relationships when they are looking to build out their community?
That's a great question, Amanda. The first thing is it's important that authenticity be a part of the conversation. In a Facebook society where everybody's putting forth their best version of themselves, and it may or may not be attached to reality, I think your question really kind of strikes at the heart of how do you tell if a culture and an organization's authentic versus inauthentic and just kind of a show, you know, and there's nothing behind the curtain. And, you know, building a winning culture isn't all about things that go well. It's quite frankly about some of the harder stuff and the things that don't go so well. Some of the harder conversations, some of the realizations that one might come to, and quite frankly, you know, doing the harder work. And so the authenticity, I think, comes through ultimately with the consistency of experience. And so on our podcast, we're going to cover a lot of topics. We're going to interview a lot of interesting people and talk about a lot of different things that I think ultimately go into creating a winning culture. And authenticity is very much a part of that. And the more authentic, ultimately, the culture, I do think the truth is the more clear it is for people to determine if it's something that resonates with them or not, and it's something they want to be a part of or not. And yeah, it's definitely a challenge in business today, because if you do have, you know, we've been recognized in our business several times for best places to work, and you don't just manufacture those results. I mean, there's a very regimented process of surveying employees that's done by a third party. And at the same time, you know, some people may look at that and say, oh, it's all, you know, it's all about just trying to make the business look good. But the truth is, that's not what it's about. It's about making the lives of the people in the business richer, more successful, letting people become better versions of themselves. And to be able to do that and then run a business that's successful on top of that, that, you know, year in and year out gets great results, is really what winning through culture is all about. Success is something that is attainable and achievable by all of us, but it is by no means instant and overnight. And I've got a saying that I've used for years called the hard way becomes the easy way, and the easy way becomes the hard way. Mm-hmm. And in essence, what that means, which has been shortened down to hard easy, is do the hard stuff now and things may get easier. Take the easy route today and things are most likely going to get harder. And instant gratification, microwave, you know, overnight success society is an illusion. And hopefully what we can do on our podcast is help people realize that's exactly what it is. It's a lot of BS. And but that is still success is attainable, and winning in life is attainable to all of us.
So Tim, as we've seen and is very evident through your entrepreneurial career, remaining relevant and really making an impact on those around you in your personal life and in your professional life, it's evident that that's really important to you. So how do you look to share with the population of people who are going to listen to this how they can do those two things and ultimately the importance that you put on that topic?
Great question, Amanda. There's a lot of information now in our society, and there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of things out there that ultimately almost seem to be a distraction, in the sense that everybody's got the hack, everybody's got the quick fix, everybody's got the, you know, just do this in the morning and your whole life will be better and change. And I just, you know, fundamentally through this podcast, I want to share what I think is more the reality of success. And being impactful is hard work, but it's good work, it's meaningful work. And staying relevant is about an ongoing investment in yourself and the people around you. I'm curious, from your perspective, What do you see as the elements of a healthy culture in a workplace or a community?
That's an excellent question, because as I think about it, I think it's an ever-evolving topic, and you hear the word culture quite frequently, and it means something different to every person. And when I really boil it down, I focus on the shared experience. And that might be in a really positive light, but it also might be a struggle that you're going to work through together. And to be honest, in those moments, you actually become closer as an organization, as people who collectively support the community, when you are working through something that is uncomfortable. And culture can be at times. And when I think through what we have established as an organization, I really can bucket into three areas. One being from a stewardship standpoint, but really more that's about having a clear sense of purpose and this concept of belonging. And so when I think through how you get there, there's this inherent need for open and candid and honest communication. A lot of people would bucket that as transparency, but I personally think that it might be even more. When we talk through, you know, what communication looks like, it's really understanding the population of people that you're trying to enlist, but then ultimately encourage them and empower them to build out not only them for themselves, but also for the greater organization, what matters to them. And so when I think about an element of a healthy culture, it's really inviting those individuals to align with the core values that you've established, but ultimately sharing a sense of purpose with them. And that if those things are in alignment, then your culture will organically come together. And I know we've talked a lot about this concept of, you know, having a manufactured culture, and that is definitely not true here, and it's definitely not true in my own life. And I think about, you know, the people that you bring to the table, and I always put this in air quotes when I talk about it, but this concept of building a tribe. And so when you think about what culture really is to a certain individual, it's a sense of shared values, attributes, and attitudes. And so when we're working through this process of building a community, and really the other element that makes a winning culture is balance. And it's really more balance in the sense of investing in others and allowing them to bring their complete selves, not only to work, but into the collective experiences that you have as an organization outside of the four walls that you work in a business setting. And so when I think about how we build and sustain really a culture that is healthy and winning, it boils down to those three things: enlisting people, inviting them to the conversation, and ultimately empowering them to be themselves and sharing the greater purpose of the firm.
So enlisting people, empowering them, and really, again, having them bring their best and complete self is a big part of that for you.
Yep. 100%.
So what are some of the things that you have found in doing have successfully contributed to that?
I go always back to this concept of shared experiences, and whether that is in an organized fashion, and it might be, you know, you're going to the BMW Performance Driving School down in South Carolina and you get to drive fast and take chances together, or it's as simple as, you know, a group of people get together because they really love karaoke. It's interesting to see that the pods of people, or the tribes, air quote, that pull together based on a common thread that they all share. And so I know you've spoken about it in the sense of the community that is Spartan. And that is a thread that you share with people that you've never even met before. Or maybe you might not even meet them, or they're around the world. And so thinking through how we build those experiences is really what brings me passion and joy in the work that I do, not only in, you know, my business life, but also in my personal life.
I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast, and remember, stay impactful and relevant. To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture, and find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.